This is Patricia Raskin Positive Living on News Talk 630, WPRO, and 99.7 FM, the program that brings you practical strategies and positive solutions to help you live the kind of life you really want. To speak with Patricia and her guest, call 438-WPRO or toll free at 1-800-321-WPRO. Now, here's Patricia Raskin.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to Patricia Raskin Positive Living. I'm very excited about today's show. We have just a very special program for you and a very, very special guest, a renowned celebrity, someone who's made such a difference in people's lives. And I'm very honored to have on live on the phone so we can take your questions, the actress Linda Evans. Ever since her dazzling breakout performance in television's Big Valley, gorgeous and gracious Golden Globe Award winner Linda Evans has been collecting recipes from world-renowned chefs, celebrities, and friends, including Barbara Stanwyck, John Wayne, Tony Curtis, and others to share with those that she loves. After entering the movie world and starring with leading men such as Richard Burton, Steve McQueen, George Papard, and, of course, John Forsythe, in the TV mega-hit Dynasty, Linda has continued her love affair with cooking. And we're talking today, among other things, we're talking about her new book, Recipes for Life, My Memories, written with her stepdaughter, Sean Catherine Derrick. Linda Evans candidly dishes stories of growing up to live and play among Hollywood's royalty. And on it goes. Welcome, Linda.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be with you today.
Thank you. I didn't read all of your bio because we'd be here the whole time with me reading, Linda.
Oh, that's okay. Thank you.
This all right. Is great. You know, there's so much to ask you about in terms of your celebrity life, but let's first talk about your book. Your book is Recipes for Life. Why? What does the title mean?
Well, it's how I put my life together, the ingredients that made up my life, the stories. It's a memoir with recipes in it, and each story is a part of my life. It dishes me up. It gives you me.
Pick in your book, tell us about a recipe that is attached to a magical moment in your life. A magical, it could be positive, it could be, you know, there could be some pain in it, but whatever it is, tell us about one of those.
But every one of those recipes has to do with a story. So when you say that, I didn't just write my life and then throw a recipe in. It was correlated to the moment. I have every single one of them are a story in and of itself. My mom's hot dog stew, because we didn't have a lot of money, but it was incredibly delicious, and she wanted to feed the servicemen that were all around and didn't have homes to go to. And the Missy hobo steak with Barbara Stanwyck, and I used to go to Chasen's and have their hobo steak, and it was became a ritual for us. Mm. And they closed, and I had to reinvent it so I could have it and remember her with it. So, I mean, every story in there.
Yeah, there's one, Gracie Allen's classic recipe for roast beef.
Yeah.
Gracie Allen.
Well, that was actually put in there for humor.
Okay.
Because she had such a funny, to lighten up it. Because I realized if I was going to write a book and really be honest, and I am honest in this book, about my life and as a woman, the ups, the downs, the highs, the lows, my insecurities, that I had to have some laughs in there because it would be too heavy, and you couldn't go from the pain of my life to beef stew. I mean, it just didn't flow, and that's why it took me 3.5 years to really write my life, but appropriately put food and the recipes that were a part of that part of my life, because I am in love with food. Mm. I have a love affair with food and cooking. And it's so much a part of my life, I just wanted to do something different and unique and express myself.
And you know, that's so interesting, because a lot of people love food, but they're afraid to say that, because along with that comes the other part of the sentence, uh-oh, you better watch out, you're going to eat too much, you're going to gain weight.
Right.
So you've been able to work with that and make it work for you.
Well, I was called bones when I was little. a great metabolism, and I was told as I got older that that would go away, which really made me mad because I didn't want to think that I couldn't eat what I wanted, and I have found a way through walking an hour and a half every day, through working out strength training 3 times a week, that I am able to still eat what I love, and I, as you see in this book, I don't hold back.
Yeah, which is really very special. You know, here's an interesting question for you, Linda. I mean, you've had some romances with some very amazing people, and we certainly can talk about all of them. But now you're at a different stage of your life. And, you know, for those of us, we all grow older, we all age, and we have different periods in our life that are very exciting and exhilarating. And you had so many of those in your film career and with leading men. How do you maintain that excitement and richness in life now as you are older?
Well, I'm going to be 70 tomorrow. Mm. And
Happy birthday. Yeah, happy birthday, Linda.
There's so many gifts to getting older that when I stopped going, oh my God, look at this, 60, 65, now 70, when I stopped looking at the number, because they're daunting according to the youth of today and society and their disagreement with how cool it is to be young. And you look at your life. This book gave me a wonderful opportunity to look back at my life and see that I wouldn't have missed one moment. One moment of what brought me to 70, to be young again. And the wisdom that I got along the way, the understanding of life. I am much freer. I am much happier now than I ever was when I was younger. And so I go, wow, there is a trade-off that happens. It's pretty sublime. If we can stay healthy, we can live to be 90, 100 years of age. This is not out of our reach. And the excitement comes from just embracing life and not seeing it as a problem, but an opportunity.
Linda, what about having a relationship versus not having a relationship at that age? You've had many relationships in your life. So,
you know, it's so interesting because all my life, a relationship was the most important thing. To be married, to have children, that was the dream always, never the career. So I reluctantly had a career when the marriages didn't work and the relationships didn't work. And I have found that in my late 50s, early 60s, that there's a peace that I have. There's a relationship with myself that I'm having that astounds me that how happy I can be on my own. It's not that I'm trying to be on my own or trying to be with somebody. It's just how it is, and I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying the time to think of me and be with other people and have fun and go out. But I love my alone time.
You know, it's important to talk about because age in our culture, I mean, we have a real fixation with being young. And, you know, when we're young and vibrant, that's the place to be. But we all get older, and there are so many gifts, as you're talking about getting older, which is what you're saying, the freedom. Talk about, we've got a couple minutes to break. And then, folks, you're going to have an opportunity to call in with your questions for Linda Evans. You may remember her in Dynasty and in Big Valley. And so we're going to have you call in after the break. But, Linda, talk about some of the highlights in your life now. What has meaning for you now?
What has meaning for me now? Let's see. I would say that there are things that I'm doing that I've never done before. In other words, I took up skiing just a couple of years ago.
Really?
First time. Because when I went in to see Aaron Spelling, he said, what are you doing right now? I said, I'm leaving next week to have my first skiing lesson in Aspen. I have a condo and an instructor. And he said, great. When you break your leg, we'll be happy to replace you. And I went, hey, I canceled my skiing trip.
Did you?
And I never went through Dynasty and got busy afterwards, and I just took it up.
Oh.
So there are things that we can do. I was on the bunny slope. I mean, I still am on the bunny slope, but I have a ball, and I'm enjoying learning new things. Hmm. I took a trip the beginning of this year to Africa and lived with the Maasai for a week, and it was extraordinary because they honor the elders.
Yes,
they
do.
in their society that is just a beautiful honoring for when you get older. And just doing things that I've never done before and giving myself permission to just, there are no limits.
Yeah, it's very exciting. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we certainly are going to talk about Linda Evans' marriage to actor-filmmaker John Derek, her evenings with Paul Newman and Joanne Woodward and John Wayne. She's had long friendships with other ex-wives of John Derek. So many things. She's had breakfast with Richard Burton and was friendly, of course, with Tony Curtis. And then she had a very special relationship with Yanni, the musician and composer, which we'll also talk about, and her relationship with Rock Hudson, and it could just go on and on. So we'll talk about some of these things, and you can certainly call in and ask your questions right after the break at 438-9776, which is WPRO, or 800-321-9776, WPRO. I am talking to the acclaimed actress, Linda Evans, and her new book is Recipes for Life. It's My Memories, and it's Recipes for Life with Real Recipes. You're listening to Patricia Raskin Positive Living right here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. We're also on the webcam at 630WPRO.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Hi, everyone. We're back. You're listening to Patricia Raskin Positive Living right here on News Talk 630 WPRO 99.7 FM and on the web at 630WPRO.com. And I'm so fortunate to have on the air with me the acclaimed actress Linda Evans. You may know her from Dynasty and from Big Valley. And Keith is shaking his head. Keith is our engineer. And you remember Linda, correct, Keith?
Oh, yes, and my dad's a Big Valley fan, and so I got to watch several episodes of Big Valley earlier this year, and now I love it. If I see it on TV, I'll watch it again.
See, Linda? And Linda's book is Recipes for Life, My Memories with Real Recipes here. You know, before we go into the love life stuff, and I do want to open this up for callers because I promised you that I would, 438-9776-WPRO or 800-321-WPRO-9776. Any questions you have for Linda Evans, if you remember her from Dynasty or Big Valley or the days of Yanni or any of her, any questions, any comments, we'd love to hear them, and you're welcome to call in. So, Linda, here's my question. You know, we were talking before the break about how you're going to turn, is it 70, did you say?
70.
Yeah. And tomorrow, so happy birthday. And how you were saying that this is one of the best times of your life, you can do what you want, you're free, and you're going skiing. I'm thinking about listeners that are saying this, and remember this is positive living, but I'm still going to say this.
Right.
They're saying, well, that's real easy for Linda Evans to say. I mean, she's a major celebrity and a star. She can go anywhere she wants. You know, I don't have that luxury. What do you say to those folks?
Well, I say, I wrote in my book a lot about Bunky, my oldest friend. She just has been such a joy in my life. She lives up in Anacortes. She's just a regular person. And she got macular degeneration. She's 81 now.
Mm.
She got macular degeneration about 6 years ago and just went, wow, what am I going to do now? Because she can barely see. What did she do? She formed a band. She's still a regular person, been a mom, a wife and a mom, kids, grandkids, worked for me for a while, and just stay-at-home lady. Formed a band, took all these people, 8 people, who had other lives, and one was a sculptress, one was an engineer, one was this, didn't really know much about music. They started performing for the senior citizens as a joy to give back because she loved music and just would play with her kids and whatever, the piano. She does keyboards now. They are a hit. They play for the Yacht Club. They play for the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
They play for the senior citizens. They get so much joy out of expressing, and they have become so musical. It's they from nothing. They get together twice a week, rehearse. It's become such a beautiful thing in their lives.
It's never too late, is it?
No, never. And you don't need money to do it.
Mm. Well, there it is. There it is. Share with us, let's talk about, I'm going backwards now, but I'm going from the back, from the most recent, your relationship with Yanni, who is such an amazing musician and composer. His music is so healing and spiritual and beautiful.
Oh, my God. Well, that's exactly what I felt when I heard his music, which is why I called him up on the phone to say, love you, love you, love your music, having no sense of what a Yanni was. I thought he was Japanese. And when I met him, of course, I had no idea when I opened the door that I would fall in love what was standing in front of me. I couldn't think. I couldn't breathe. It was as if I wanted to slap him and say, where have you been all my life? You know, oh my God, you're the one I've been waiting for. Mm. And it was beautiful to have those 9 years with him and to experience the music world, which I was not musical at all.
Now, question is, what ended that? Because it sounds magical.
Well, it was magical, and love is magical, but reality was that, and I'm telling you, it was so beautiful how his world took off to the music. They loved it and embraced him, and so he started traveling and performing and making concerts and videos and things, and he just got so busy that that it really didn't have time for us.
Mm.
You know, it just got, and he wasn't prepared for how much it would take for him. See, I had done Dynasty. I knew you get on a ride and it just goes, and it has a life of its own success. Mm. It's a wondrous thing to experience, and I knew myself that during Dynasty, I couldn't have much of a private life. That's one of the reasons I left. So I totally understood what was going on. It was sad.
Mm. It's sad, but you have you're inspired by it even now.
Oh, are you kidding? I wouldn't have missed a moment of it. Mm. I mean, some of the hardest things that happened to me in my life have built me into who I am today. It's given me the strength and the compassion and the ability to unconditionally love people.
Linda, what was the tough question coming? So, folks, if you'd like to call in, 438-WPRO-9776 or 800-321-WPRO-9776. What was one of your toughest moments that you say really did help to shape you and made a difference?
Well, I think the first one would have been the first big shock of my life is when the man that I fell in love with when I was a teenager and married, and because I saw him in a movie and married him later when I grew up, John Derek, when he left me for Bo Derek, who was 15 years old. I just never saw it coming. I just never had in my mind that our relationship would ever end. And so it was a shock. I was taken back. I wanted to die. I thought, wow, it would be easier to die than to live and try to go through this. But the most wonderful part about that was a defining day when he called me and woke me up like at 5 in the morning because he was in Europe and had not realized what time it was, and asked me if I was dating. And then I realized, God, dating, I was thinking of dying. And I thought, why am I dying for him? Would I die for this man that just doesn't want to feel guilty? And I thought, wow, why don't you just go on with your life? Why don't you just get your mind off of the pain of all of that and put it on to living? And called up my agent and started back at work and started building my life.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized after I did focus on me that my life turned around and I met somebody else and I got married. But the thing is to go into the solution, not the problem. When we stay in the problem, we're just miserable. And we can justify it and blame and all of those things never feel good and never take you forward.
Right.
And I realized that, you know, there's always another choice. When one door closes, another will open, and another, and you get to 70, and you look back, and you go, wow, all those doors that look so lousy opened wondrous things. If I had stayed married to John, who didn't want me to work at all after we got married, after Big Valley, he wanted me to retire. Mm. If I'd stayed married to him, I never would have had 7/8 of the book that I wrote about that are all those wondrous adventures and things.
And what you said is when one door closes, another one opens, which is what your life has been. And I really appreciate you coming on the program. It's been a joy.
Well, thank you. It's been nice to talk to you.
It really has, and I would love to have you come back.
Well, thank you. I would love to come back.
Thank you. So, Linda, people can find your book by going on to?
Amazon or Barnes & Noble and LindaEvansOfficial.com.
All right. And Linda Evans Recipes for Life. Thanks so much, Linda.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. All right. Bye.